Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 13, and today we are going to be talking about Gods Unchained, which is a deck builder card game, and it's very similar in style to Hearthstone, except in this case you actually own your in-game assets. And this game focuses on competitive play, which means players must strategically outsmart their opponents by building decks that are able to combat a wide variety of tactics. So what should be really attractive to a lot of gamers about this game is that it has one of the best setups for pure free-to-play players. I haven't spent a dime on this game, and I feel like I've been able to build up my decks quite a bit to be pretty competitive. Now, Gods Unchained first released in open beta in 2019, and actually their current game director used to be the director of Magic the Gathering, so a ton of experience in the card universe, and it really shows because this game is really smooth, the graphics are great, and their overall mechanics are really good. As far as the token that they used and the blockchain that they're using, this is run on the Ethereum blockchain, and Ethereum is used for all your transactions as well, whether you're buying or selling cards. And what you're probably thinking of is right off the bat, but Ethereum gas fees are so high, it will take all my profits. Well, that is where Immutable X comes in. Now, Immutable X is the new standard in trading NFTs on the marketplace. A lot of up-and-coming games are starting to use them, and the main reason for this is that the gas fees are literally $0, 0 pennies, which is pretty incredible. And this is literally in the process of transforming blockchain gaming, as a lot of people, their main reason for not getting into the blockchain space is that the gas fees are just so dang high. But Immutable X really comes in and solves this. So, let's get into how do we play this game and earn some crypto. Well, first, you will need to connect your wallet of choice to this game, which for me means connecting to MetaMask. Then I highly recommend trying out the tutorial and the solo mode, especially if you've never played one of these deck builder games before, but if you have experience with Hearthstone or Magic the Gathering or even Splinterlands, this should all come pretty naturally. When you finally get into a game, you will choose the deck that you want to play. Then you choose your god power, and this gives you special abilities that are tied to each of the different heroes. And what's really nice about this is that each hero has multiple abilities. Once you're in-game and facing your opponent, you can start to play your cards. And each of them has a cost, and as the game progresses, you can play more and more powerful cards. So it's pretty much the exact concept of a deck builder game. And the game ends once you destroy the enemy hero, so literally the exact same mechanics as Hearthstone. This whole game, just like any other deck builder, revolves around collecting as many cards as possible so that you can create the most powerful deck and that your cards synergize really well together. This is where this game really shines and how it really caters to people who don't want to spend money. So I know a lot of the people listening to this podcast are all about the free-to-play, and this is where Gods Unchained really shines. So all new players are automatically given 70 individual cards that make up the welcome set, and that is totally free. They are also given an allotment of core cards on top of this to start off with, which can be used to edit decks. You will level up by winning and losing in ranked mode, and this will also unlock card packs, and this allows you to customize and expand your decks. Core cards that you're given right away, they aren't on the blockchain, so you can't just sign up and sell them. But if you get multiple of those core cards, you can fuse them together and increase their quality, which will then mint onto the Ethereum blockchain, and then you can sell them. Now, Gods Unchained has two main modes that you're going to be spending most of your time with. There's the solo mode, so you're just playing against the computer, and there's also the ranked multiplayer mode, which is called Arena, and Arena focuses on competitive play. But the nice thing is that both of these modes give you the ability to earn more cards and Flux. Now, Flux is their in-game currency that you do not trade for crypto, so it's not really related to that at all. But you can use it to transform your card in the Forge into better, more valuable cards, so you can use this Flux to create more value in your decks. The Forge is probably the most important aspect of this game when it comes to making money. Duplicate cards can be put into the Forge to upgrade your current cards, and in addition to this, it makes your cards stronger, but it also makes them worth even more money, especially if you want to sell them on the market. So this is way better than what Hearthstone does, in that when you have a duplicate card in Hearthstone, you can give it back to the game and they give you a tiny amount of dust, and you can use that dust to rebuy other cards, but they barely give you anything for that. But in Gods Unchained, it's actually worthwhile having duplicates, which is such a cool move by the dev team, and it makes it so that duplicates actually have a purpose. In addition to some of the core modes, there are also tournaments going on. You can go on the ranked ladders, and you can earn rewards that way, so there's a lot of different ways that you can earn rewards and not spend a penny. Now, if you want to, you can buy packs just like any other game, and you can buy them using fiat currency, not just Ethereum, which is kind of nice. But if you want to stay completely free to play, it'll take a little bit longer to build up your deck, but know that just like any other game, if you spend enough time, you can really create some powerful decks, start laddering up, get into higher leaderboards, and earn more and more rewards, which leads to better and better cards. Lastly, if you want to start getting into this game, and if you use my referral code, we actually both get $5 in Ethereum rewards. Even if you don't want to use mine, I highly recommend that you find someone that has one, just so that you can get some free stuff. I'll put my referral link in the show notes, so if you want to use it, you can just go down there and click it. Alright, my final verdict. This game is the real deal and possibly the best route to go for free-to-play players, especially if you want to make money. When I think about the amount of time that I spent playing Hearthstone, had I invested that same amount of time into Gods Unchained, I could have made thousands of dollars. By doing some research and finding out what the meta decks are, you can really rise in the ladder ranks and earn some quality rewards. I feel like this game has a better future than Splinterlands, honestly, which is in the same exact space. And it definitely is better as far as free-to-play than Splinterlands. This game's use of the Immutable X for their marketplace is amazing and reduces gas fees to zero, so this game has my highest endorsement, and as someone who has been following their marketplace quite a bit, it seems like this game could be a great moneymaker, especially if you spend the time to learn the mechanics, learn the meta decks, and really dive into the community. So, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!